Unit 18. Barefoot Parks. In the late 1800s, a German monk named Sebastian Kneipp introduced an interesting idea to people. He suggested that walking barefoot on wet grass or in shallow water was good for people's health. According to Kneipp, this kind of barefoot exercise helped a person's internal organs work better. He said it helped the body heal and fight diseases better too. Do Kneipp's ideas sound familiar? They should. They are similar to an Asian idea. It is that massaging or stimulating certain parts of the foot can affect other parts of the body. People in Asia were practicing this form of healthcare thousands of years before Kneipp came along. Yet, it was not until the 1970s that cities across Asia began building special walking paths. The paths are for citizens to use for their health. They are usually made of smooth or sometimes not so smooth stones fixed in a cement path. People can give themselves a stimulating foot massage on the paths. They do this by walking back and forth over the stones. In Germany, Kneipp's ideas are still being practiced. Now other people have built on the simple idea of walking on wet grass or in water. Today, it is possible to find Barfuß parks in many German cities. The word Barfuß means barefoot in German. There are even a few barefoot parks in England and the US. A big difference between a walking path and a barefoot park is size. On a typical walking path, a person may walk 50 to 75 meters from end to end. In a barefoot park, a person may walk a path of over 3,000 meters. Another difference between the two is what the feet can experience with each. Most walking paths just have stones or other rounded objects to walk over. Barefoot parks have stone paths, but they also include trails through grass, water, and mud. Some even have places where guests can walk on logs and moss.